Hello, everybody, and welcome to the History and Legacy of Sports, the podcast. I'm Bill.
I'm DK.
I'm JC.
And we are here to talk about the upcoming NFL playoffs and how we think it's going to go down as the playoffs begin this weekend. After we had perhaps the greatest postseason ever last year, it's going to be pretty hard to top last year, but we'll see how it goes. Plus, we're going to have a little bit of fun going down memory lane for all three of us. Some good, some not so good.
Yeah, I don't know how much fun we're going to have. I'm just going to realize how dumb we were 5 months ago. But, you know, well, I'm sure like some of us made some bold predictions and we'll see what happened there. But
well, I remember,
oh God.
You know what? I'm going to get this one right out of the bat.
But you always have to remember everything. Jeez.
No, I remember a certain someone here said that the home team would win every night game during the season.
Yeah. You know, I was going to let that one go. Wasn't it the Thursday opener?
Yes.
The Bills went into SoFi and we're all like trashing JC in the group chat, like, you're an idiot. and then on Monday, his freaking team upsets. Now if you look back, like at the beginning of the year, that is an upset.
Right, at the beginning, but it was an upset.
So you tell me Seattle beating Denver in Seattle, that doesn't sound like much of an upset to me.
No, not at all.
After what we know. So it's going to be fun because this is kind of like a podcast where we were going to look back at like history and stuff. So we are kind of going to do that today. And then we're going to preview and make our picks for the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So get your pens out and take our picks because.
And I think what we should say, like DK mentioned off here before we began, we're going all the way to the Super Bowl. We're not predicting who's going to win the Super Bowl. We're just going to the Super Bowl.
And I was kind of thinking we could probably kind of how we did with our makeshift college football show that mm-hmm. we did. Mm-hmm. We could maybe almost go majority rules and then do a scenario.
Yeah. Okay.
Based on, you know, like if me and Bill picked San Francisco and JC picked Seattle, we would go San Francisco winning that game. We can also talk about hypothetical upsets as well and see what happens. But
sorry, Hawk, no coin flipping today.
And yeah,
man, I got him.
Now that you brought that up, it is awesome seeing the recovery of DeMar Hamlin.
Yes.
And that Buffalo Bill kick return, like if that doesn't give you chills, then I don't know. Like it's a movie getting made here. Like I would definitely see that in the future.
Shock, I think, would be the key word.
Yeah. And then they returned two kicks. They hadn't returned a kick in I forget how many games it was, but it was a long, long time. You don't see kick returns.
It was like 3 years and 3 days.
Yeah.
I think was it.
Yeah. And they do two in one game.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's, did you want to start by just talking about our previous stuff?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
So, if anybody heard a couple minutes ago, I had a special audio clip that I played for if any of us got something wrong, like, you know, Hawk saying all the home teams would win. So, you know.
Yeah.
So we're going to go in the order that we had done the picks.
Oh, man, that's going to be a lot of ant.
Right. So. Let's begin with the NFC West.
DK, I got this one right.
Yep, DK picked the 49ers to win the division, and they did. JC and I both picked the Rams.
You should almost like when you put it on YouTube, you should almost like have that face palm emoji over both your faces when you get it wrong.
Rams, where did the Rams finish? Rams finished last in the division this year.
I think they were relegated to
third.
Third. Third. Arizona was worse.
Oh, yeah. At 5-12. Okay.
And you know what? Baker Mayfield going there made them better.
It did.
And if I had said that in the pre-show, you guys would have tested me for some sort of narcotics. I'm just going to call it the pre-show when the season preview show where we all know what we're talking about.
And now we get to relive it. Next division, the NFC South.
Ugh.
Yeah. Fun division. Frick.
Stupid Brady.
I had the Buccaneers winning the division, and they did, just barely. JC and DK both had the Saints winning the division.
Hey, it was close.
It was. To be fair, it was close. They were 7-9, although everybody else was 7-9.
When you're 4-9, your team should be out. You should be allowed to just go shopping on a Sunday and forget about it. But I had to sit there on the edge of my seat for a 4-game winning streak and then lose in the end because Arizona can't stop Tom Brady on a fourth down or whatever the hell it was. So, yeah, it was honestly a fun ride. Andy Dalton, it was a good time trying to see them come back there. But, you know, we'll see what happens next year. And Derek Carr might be coming to the Big Easy. So we'll see what happens. Yep. I've heard some reports today.
All right. Next division, the NFC North. JC and DK both had the Vikings winning the division, which
that's
they did.
That's two out of three for me right now. I'm going to celebrate.
At 13-4. Meanwhile, I had the Packers winning the division. Went 8-9. On the year. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah. Well, it took Green Bay a little bit of time to get going.
Yeah, but too little too late.
Yeah.
And finally, the NFC East, or could we say the NFC Beast? Because every team finished 500 or better this year.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That would have probably been a bold prediction.
I would not have guaranteed that.
No, like, I honestly think the biggest surprise in the NFC East was the Giants for me.
Yeah.
But.
So, DK and I both had the Eagles winning the division, and they did. Hawk had the Cowboys winning the division.
Good old Doc.
Yep. Dak Prescott.
Who leads the league in interceptions when they miss five games?
Dak Prescott.
Unbelievable.
Dak
Prescott. He's tied with Davis Mills for the interception lead.
Dak Prescott has as many picks as our grandmas.
Nice. And I should say my son came up with a new name for him.
Yeah.
Dak Trashcott. So he wanted me to say that on the podcast.
All right. Now I'm not gonna play. I'm not gonna play a sound effect for the wild card because you know it could have gone anyway. But just to give a recap, we'll start with Hawk here. Your wild cards were the Buccaneers, the Eagles, and the Bears.
Ooh.
He got two out of three.
Well, two out of three are playoff teams.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, like, did you think Justin Fields would have a better year?
Well, the defense, you
put a lot of faith in Chicago. Yeah, true.
Right?
Yep.
All right.
It is pretty shocking that they are pitching first overall, even though, like, you don't see them as a 3-14 team.
Nope.
I think it's their first number one pick, like, overall in, like, 70-plus years. So that tells you the consistency of the Bears. All right, DK, your wild card teams were the Packers, the Buccaneers, and the Rams.
Wow, that's a lot of failure.
And
I didn't want to reminisce about this.
And for me, my wild cards were the 49ers, the Vikings, and the Saints.
Okay.
I think DK actually persuaded me to go with the Saints on that one, if I remember.
Yeah.
At the time. So.
Well, I thought they would battle it out. Like, the Saints ended up finishing fourth in the South because of that last week. But
yeah, but they...
Pretty big battle most of the season.
It's a three-way tie for second.
Yeah.
7-10.
But we get the fourth place schedule because of head-to-head losses or something. I forget what it was.
Something weird.
Doesn't hurt my feelings.
Right. Okay. So now we're going to go from the NFC to the AFC. And we'll start with the AFC West. Excuse me. I had the Chiefs winning the division. And they did.
Good pick.
You guys both had the Chargers winning the division. However, to be fair, they did finish second. So, it's not.
Yeah, it's not an awful pick. I don't know. I don't think I'll ever bet really against Patrick Mahomes in a season-long thing again.
Yeah. Okay. This next one is going to get a special sound effect.
Oh, is it that bad?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Let me get it popped up, and then I'll explain what it is.
Okay. I'm concerned.
Okay. The AFC South.
Jesus. I don't even remember who I picked. They all suck. I think I picked the Titans, didn't I? Did I pick the Titans?
You get that just for being wrong.
Who did I take?
You had the Colts winning the division.
Really?
Hawk and I had the Titans winning the division.
Nice.
Yeah.
And the Texans were the worst team until week 18, so.
Yep.
We just, exactly. I don't know.
All right. But then we have a saving grace. The AFC North.
Okay.
We all had the Bengals winning the division.
And they're coming off a Super Bowl loss, too. So, like, sometimes that's a tough one to do, to bounce back and win a division after losing the Super Bowl.
It's the only division the three of us agreed on.
Nice.
So we kind of, we just got out of a, like a jinx there for Bengals fans.
Yeah. Sorry, Bengals fans.
And finally, the AFC East.
It was looking okay at the beginning.
It was. Hawk and I both had the Bills winning the division, which they did. DK had the Dolphins winning the division.
They made the playoffs.
They did.
Tua's been hurt like a million times. I don't know what's going to happen with him. They might fire the coach if they don't beat the Bills. I don't know. I think that'd be crazy.
Yeah.
But they did beat the Bills in the first month. And I was like, holy, my thing's going to happen here.
Okay. And it didn't. Now, to the wild card picks. We'll start with JC. Your wild card picks were the Chiefs, the Colts, and the Browns.
I'm laughing at him, and I picked him to win the division.
Oh,
well, wow. Wild cards.
The Browns.
Oh, Jesus. But it gets so much better, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, did I do worse?
Oh, well,
who did I pick? Freaking Texans?
Actually, you know what? I'm gonna give you like, I'm gonna take half away on this one.
I think I took the Chiefs.
No,
probably had the Broncos in there or something.
You had the Bills, the Ravens, and the Broncos as your wild card team.
I had the Chiefs missing the playoffs.
Yes.
Jesus. Why don't you guys drug test? That's worse than taking the Browns.
At least the Browns are respectable.
No wonder I didn't win a week in the Pick'em League this year. And DeHawk's the champ. You're going to send me your pick next year so I can, you know, so we can tie at least. Jeez, man. Help a brother out.
Mine actually was the closest. Chargers, Patriots, and Dolphins.
That's pretty good. Like, Patriots almost made it last
week. Yeah, exactly.
Last week.
Almost made it.
If they didn't have that ridiculous play against the Raiders, they would have made it.
Now.
Everyone remembers that crazy lateral.
Now, real quick, our AFC and NFC title games. Let's start with the NFC, because none of them can happen.
I hate this.
Good start.
I hate it.
Hawk, you had for your NFC championship game, Vikings versus Rams, with the Vikings winning.
Okay.
DK.
Available.
DK, you had the Saints versus the Packers for the
NFC championship. You can take that to the bank. Jesus.
And man. I had the Rams and the Packers in the NFC championship game.
Well, the Saints did better than the Rams, so I feel like my pick is better than yours. So yeah. I get second. I'm the silver medalist.
I'll take Rob. Okay. Whatever.
JC's the winner with his Vikings because they might he might get there.
Now.
I don't think so, though.
For the AFC, all three of us still have a shot. Hawk had Bills and Bengals. DK had Chargers Bengals, and I had Bills and Chargers.
Well, Bills and Bengals can't play in the AFC Championship, so he's out. He's out. They're 3-2. They can't meet in the
third. Oh yeah, that's right. Okay, so
he's out. Sorry, Hawk, you're out of here.
Either the Chargers and Bengals or Bills and Chargers will be our AFC title game.
Yeah. Yeah, I had the Saints and Chargers in the Super Bowl.
And so. JC's the only one that's got a shot because he had the Bills winning the Super Bowl this year. I don't need to remind everyone who DK picked. And
yeah, I don't know if you've followed our podcast before we all got together here, but me and DeHawk picked the Bills 3 years in a row to win the Super Bowl in our preview shows, and they never have gotten to the Super Bowl. So maybe this is the year for the Bills. Maybe we'll see.
This is the year.
This might be
the
year. All right. So
we'll see where we go from here.
Now that we've gone through our history of our picks, which honestly, after going through them, not bad, not good, but not bad.
It's a D plus for me. This was a wrestling show and we're reviewing our picks. That's a D plus.
That'd be like a 2-star or 2.25.
The 2-star match in Tokyo Dome.
Okay. We are now going to go on an adventure of predicting the playoffs with everybody involved.
It's a clean slate.
Yep.
This is what I love about playoffs. You could suck all year, but if you get in, there's a chance.
Yes.
Everyone's 0-0 now.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah.
All right.
Your teams don't have much of a chance.
Right. All right. So I think what we'll do is we'll go AFC first, then NFC.
Sure.
And then we'll work from there what the scenarios could be.
Yeah, and we'll do majority rules. So if like two of us, it will either be 3-0 or 2-1 on all the picks, exactly. Obviously, with three
it
of us.
It can't be 1-1-1, so you know.
No.
Okay, so let's start with our 4-5 game, the Jacksonville Jaguars hosting the Los Angeles Chargers.
Okay, so I'll start, if that's all right with you guys.
Go ahead.
This is the one team that nobody picked to win their division out of the three of us. The team that they're playing, I picked to go to the Super Bowl. And I'm changing everything here. I really liked how they played in that win in your end game. They had the most people ever in that stadium. The crowd was booming. I really liked the pass rush for Jacksonville in that game. I think you're going to see more of that. I got the Jags outright winning. And I think the point spread's 2.5 for Chargers here. So I would definitely lean Jacksonville.
Oh, actually, it is 1.5.
Okay, so it's been moving a little bit. It was 3.5.
Has been moving a bit.
So, yeah, and Chargers played their starters, had a bunch of injuries last week in Denver. So I'm going Jacksonville here. What about you guys?
Yeah, I'm going to, after watching last week, seeing what Jacksonville's doing, they're up and young. They're up and coming. Like I said, the stadium is rocking. The Titans sitting all their players against the Cowboys, I think, affected them last week as well, and I will stick to that. Football is all about momentum. The Chargers lost to the Broncos. They had a bunch of injuries. Mike Williams might not play. And now you got to fly across from the West to the East Coast. And as Gary always says, teams from the West to the East don't do well, so I'm going Jacksonville.
I never thought I'd say this, even if you guys had told me that this would happen in September. I'm going with the Jaguars. This team reminds me of the team that they had about 5 years ago that almost made it to the Super Bowl. Should have gone to the Super Bowl had it not been for that one call.
Blake Bortles.
Yeah.
Against New England, I believe it was.
It was New England, yeah. So, okay, so we got the Jags advancing across the board.
Congrats to the Chargers.
Yeah. All right.
But we all picked the Bengals, so maybe we'll all be right here in this situation.
Our next game, the 3-6 game, the Cincinnati Bengals hosting the Baltimore Ravens. It's pretty much the same game from last week.
Yeah. Do you guys want to alternate who leads off here, or do you want me to just lead off?
I say let Hawk start this one.
Okay.
All right, so first of all, Ravens sat a bunch of players last week, and the Bengals had trouble with them. I mean, it could have been something that happened on that Monday night. Maybe got the Bengals kind of in a bit of a, I would say more of like a safety mode. But, I mean, the other big difference is coming up on this one is we don't know yet if Lamar's playing or not. Does it make a difference? I think it makes a difference depending on which side of the ball you look at it. The Bengals, defense, you'd have to kind of I'd give him about a B right now, right? Coming in there. Offense obviously is an A+. And I mean, the only other wild card factor is, and unfortunately he might not be there, is that Poe is back. His wing has been fixed. He got out of that wheelchair against the Steelers game. It was great to see. And we know Bill loves Poe. But
oh my God.
I'm gonna lean with the Bengals on this one. I think she's going to be a close game. And again, I don't know. We don't know if Lamar's in or not.
Actually, I do have a little bit of news on that. On that, not Dak, on that. Lamar Jackson on Thursday night posted to social media that he won't play in Sunday night's wild card game at the Bengals, explaining that his left knee remains unstable and that his injury is more serious than originally believed.
Okay, so Bengals, I'm picking the Bengals. I mean, that home crowd's gonna be rocking as well. So, and you play a team back to back like that. I mean, you're gonna make the adjustments, but we'll see what happens. But I'm going Bengals.
After hearing or reading that, I'm going with the Bengals on this one. The only. saving grace for the Ravens is the fact that they did play the same team last week. So that's going to get them a little bit more prepared, but they have so many injuries at quarterback. Huntley, I think, is injured as well. So I'm not really sure if he's going to play. I'm going to go with the Bengals on this one.
Okay. So there's breaking news from Adam Schefter saying, since Huntley is out, Poe will be starting quarterback.
Dear God.
cap bet against
reading Poe? Obviously, I'm joking. Okay, it didn't matter if Lamar was going to play in this game. The Bengals are the better team. If he's coming off a 6-week injury to his knee and he's a mobile quarterback, I think the Ravens would probably be better off with whoever they put in there. But yeah, I'm going Bengals. I think this could be the biggest lopsided victory of the week, of the weekend.
Well, as of...
I like the Bengals big time in this game.
As of this recording, the Bengals are a 9.5-point favorite
on this. Yeah, it like once the Lamar Jackson like out designation came, I think that point spread jumped up pretty high.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not the biggest point spread of the week, and we'll get to that, I think, next year.
All right. And that'll take us to the final game of the AFC for the wild card. The Buffalo Bills host the Miami Dolphins, and the Bills are favored by 13 points.
So I have a feeling here that we both went 3-for-3 on both picks, and we're about to do it again, right?
Yeah.
Skylar Thompson is starting for the Dolphins.
Who?
Exactly. Damar Hamlin could be in the stadium for this game. He was discharged from the hospital to his home. This is just me talking. I haven't read any reports, but if he's like in a press box waving a towel or something like that, like if you guys remember the game last year where the Bills just destroyed the Patriots in the playoffs, I see it happening again. So I got the Buffalo Bills big time here against the Dolphins.
Yeah, I'm going Bills or Dolphins. I mean, there's not much to discuss about this game. That's why it's a Sunday morning game at 11 a.m. So everybody can get off their hangover from Saturday night. You know, you're not going to miss much on this one, I don't think. I mean, obviously the crowds will be pumped up. Tables will be breaking outside. Hamlin's going to be in the stadium, I would imagine. You know, the place is going to go crazy. And it's just, if you got fantasy picks, I think you're picking Buffalo players this weekend.
It is January. Game is in Buffalo. No Tua. No problem. Bills are going to win that game.
And we agree on the entire AFC. That is, I don't think that's ever happened before.
I don't think it has.
The three of us getting together talking about anything.
And we usually disagree on a lot of stuff. So
yeah. So which, okay, I'm going to pose a question to you guys. Which team, I think we'll be wrong on one of the games. Which one do you think, maybe the Chargers, because I don't see Skylar Thompson, and I don't see, who's ever the quarterback on Baltimore beating Cincinnati, so Chargers could be the pick here, and it is technically an upset, us picking Jacksonville with the point.
Yeah.
Point spread. So,
yep.
Should be interesting. But yeah, like I said, I like the way the Jags are playing.
I mean, if the Chargers win that game, I really wouldn't be surprised. But it's just, you know, like Hawk said, you're going West Coast to East Coast.
Yeah.
That's a lot on the body. So, all right. So now we're going to go to the, you know what, real quick. So that means our divisional round games for the AFC, which we will come back to in a few minutes, will be the Chiefs and the Jaguars and the Bills and the Bengals. So
yeah,
keep that in mind.
Yep.
Now to the NFC. And I think this is where it's going to get hard because our first game, the Buccaneers hosting the Cowboys. And as of this recording, Dallas is a 2.5-point favorite.
Okay. Yeah, you go ahead.
Yeah, I'll take this one. This is the hardest game to pick, honestly, because, okay, first off, Tampa Bay is even lucky to get here. Not because they're 8-9, but that team should not have won 8 games. That is, at best, a 6-win team this year. the way that team has been playing. It really has, especially on offense. How they got eight, I have no idea. The Cowboys, since they beat Philly, have not looked good. They beat Tennessee. Don't know how. But they lose to the Commanders when they had a chance to win the division, maybe, and that's a big maybe, get home field advantage, and you end up with 6 points. 6 points. Didn't score a touchdown. And you lost to a rookie. Let's say that. Sam Howell played a very good game. This is the hardest game to pick because Dallas on paper is the far superior team to Tampa. However, this is Tom Brady in the playoffs we're talking about. And Tom Brady does some magical crap in the playoffs. This is the toughest game for me to pick. I'm going to say, oh man. I'm going to say Dallas, but like a point. Dallas will win.
Okay. It's Tom Brady. Okay.
I know.
He has more Super Bowls than the Cowboys have playoff wins in the last 25 years.
Can I interrupt you real quick?
Sure.
I read a stat the other day. Dallas has not won a playoff game on the road in over 30 years.
Yeah.
That's a scary thought.
And Tom Brady is 7-0 against the Cowboys in his career. He's a San Francisco fan when he was a kid. He hates the Cowboys. Tom Brady in the playoffs at home. The guys are getting healthy. The Bucs are going to roll. I'm taking Tampa here. I think Dak probably throws three interceptions. And then it goes to 17 picks in 12 games or whatever he played this year. And then Dallas might start looking at, I'm not saying they're going to try to get a new quarterback next year, but they might start looking at the future here. Yeah, so I'm going Tampa.
All right, Hawk, this is on you. Our first tiebreaker.
Oh, boy, ain't I lucky, because like the Dallas Cowboys, everybody's all mad because they're like, oh, the defense this. Guy's not getting voted in while the defense hasn't done nothing. Right, we haven't heard Parsons' name making a big play in 6, 7, 8 games since halfway through the season.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen Dak throwing more picks than we've seen any other quarterback do in years, and I mean bad picks. He's overthrowing, he's underthrowing. I mean, I don't know if he's colorblind or not, but he's just throwing to any jersey he sees with a number on there right now. Like it is terrible, and we all call him Dak Poo because he is. He's trash. He's poo. He's garbage. You got Jerry Jones. You got trash cart. You got Mike McCarthy. He doesn't know how to coach himself out of a wet paper bag. I mean, we've seen it. It's quite comical, actually. You know, I mean, you got Dan Quinn, who's their DC. I've seen him with the Seahawks, but I'm going to roll with the Buccaneers on this one, just for the fact that you have Brady, you have Evans. I mean, 2 games ago they blew the doors off fantasy with those 2 guys. They didn't sit. They sat a lot of guys last week against Atlanta. And it's at home.
All right.
So I'm going Tampa.
So we have the Buccaneers advancing.
Yeah.
All right. Our next game is the 3-6 game. It is the Vikings hosting the Giants. And Minnesota is favored by 3.
Now, based on what you said, Bill, I'm talking to you here, about the last game being the toughest game for you to pick. This one is probably the toughest for me because, like, on paper, Minnesota should win this game. But for some reason, when Kirk Cousins is in the limelight, He seems to not kind of play the best. He's got a horrible primetime record. This is not primetime, but it's everybody's watching. Similar to primetime. But I just think Minnesota will make a few more plays than the Giants here. I don't know if the Giants have all the players that they need to go in and win a game here. Daniel Jones definitely took some strides this year for the Giants. Saquon Barkley back to being elite. But I think Justin Jefferson will kind of take this game over, and the Vikings will win, but not by too much, maybe 3 or 4 points.
Yeah, this game is a game that, I mean, we've all seen Kirk Cousins play well on a Sunday morning at 11 when no one's watching, and we all seen him wilt like a flower on a primetime Sunday night game, primetime Monday night game, primetime Thursday, probably primetime Tuesday, and now primetime mid-Sunday, or is this Sunday night? I don't even
know. No,
it's
Sunday.
Mid-Sunday game.
It's Sunday, right? Yeah, Sunday afternoon.
So you got a defense that the Vikings couldn't stop a leak. I mean, they got lucky against the Colts. They could have lost to the Colts. I mean, they lost to the Packers. You look at their losses, they are terrible losses. And the Giants, is something, you know, Jones is running for his life. He's running for a new contract. The defense has played well. You got Barkley there. And if they can shut down Jefferson, I like the Giants' chances. And, you know, it reminds me of the old Giants when all of a sudden, yeah, they weren't doing well, but they'd come in and they'd take that win in the wild card game. And I'm going with the Giants on this one.
Ooh. All right.
Nice pick.
I saw these two play each other a few weeks ago. And the Giants had the Vikings on the ropes.
Yep.
They had them. But they just couldn't get it done. I don't know what happened.
It went to overtime, didn't it?
It might have. I don't remember.
Yeah, I think Minnesota kicked a like 60-yarder with no time left in overtime.
Yeah.
About to be a tie.
So we know the Giants can hang with the Vikings. We know that. But I think at the end of the day, the Vikings just have too many offensive weapons for the Giants to handle. Mm-hmm. Plus, you know, since they've been in the new stadium, I know it's like 5 years old, but it's still kind of new to me. They do pretty well there in the playoffs. So I'm going to take the Vikings to win this game. And I expect this to be a close game. I really do. I think it has a chance to maybe be the best game of the weekend for me. So we have the Vikings advancing, and that'll take us to our final game of the wild card round, the 49ers hosting the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, well, I know the Hawk doesn't care about this game, so
I'm not worried about it.
If you're watching on YouTube, the Hawks wearing green hair and Marshawn Lynch jersey, big Seahawks fan. So why don't you start us off here?
I'm wearing my wedding attire from 12
our viewers, tell our viewers and us how the Seahawks can beat the 49ers.
Easy. Go deep on that secondary. That's the biggest way that you're gonna beat the Niners, right? You need to establish a run game, but if you can get that ball to DK to lock it, I mean they have a chance. And I mean, you're playing a division rival. You're in San Fran. It's raining all there all week. It's going to rain there on Saturday. So, plus you got Purdy as a rookie quarterback. We'll see what he does in the playoffs. Now the San Fran offense is going to roll. You got McCaffrey. You got Debo. You got Kittle. I mean, they're getting it together, and you got a great linebackers there for San Fran. But like I say, the one way Seattle can beat them is you go deep. You got to go long on them. Spread out those safeties, spread out those corners, and just as Geno can do, just chuck her up and let DK and Lockett fight for it. And I know who I'm going with to win this game.
You brave man.
All right.
I know.
I wasn't sure if you were gonna pick Seattle or not. because I know sometimes you don't pick the team that you cheer for, but I love the pick. I could see it happening. I don't think Geno's going to have the time to go deep. And I totally agree with what you're saying about Seattle. That's what they need to do. If they can establish the run game with Walker, then you might get those pass rushers, Nick Bosa, maybe not being able to just get in that three-point stance and chase them down. I think it's going to be won by the pass rush by the San Francisco 49ers and Christian McCaffrey. So I'm going to take the 49ers here. And, yeah, I kind of see it being a lopsided victory for San Francisco.
I forgot to mention San Francisco is favored by 10 on this one.
That's a bit high for a spread for a divisional matchup. I noticed 2 versus 7. And Seattle only got in the last week, and they needed help from Detroit on Sunday night. But
yeah,
it's a little bit high for me. I'd probably take Seattle with the points.
This is why the 49ers made the trade for Christian McCaffrey for this run. This run to the playoffs. They are in a position where they have the running back, the wide receiver, the tight end, who are all healthy. And they've got this quarterback who no one has been able to figure out since he has gotten on the field. And as much as I said, Geno, you know, should be thought of as maybe an MVP. Maybe he wins comeback player of the year. I'm not really sure. This is where it ends for Seattle. I cannot see them stopping that 49ers offense. It is just too good. I just can't see it happening. I'm taking the 49ers to win this one.
But stranger things has happened in this rivalry.
It has.
So we'll see.
So
Seattle has shocked me this year. We all thought they would be fighting for that top pick, and they're going to get one because of the Broncos.
Yeah.
Not because of
they're getting a top five, which is very good.
Which is really incredible job by Pete Carroll and everybody there.
So our divisional round for the NFC is the Eagles and the Buccaneers and the 49ers and the Vikings. Okay. So now let's go to the AFC and their divisional round with our hypothetical game, the Kansas City Chiefs and the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Well, this is where the small little Cinderella story ends for Jacksonville, going into Arrowhead. Kansas City has the bye week. I just think that they're just overpowered, you know, on offense. I don't think Jacksonville can keep up with them. I see it being a high-scoring game, but I got the Chiefs here. We don't need to spend too much time.
Yeah, it's I'm going with the Chiefs. Like you say, right, they'll be playing in an Arrowhead Stadium. It's going to be colder out, right? The fans will be chanting. Andy Reid will be getting this team ready to go. Mahomes will be doing Mahomes magic. You got Kelsey. You've got even – I mean, the other wide receiver is the one guy they traded for. I forget his name right now, from the Giants. Defense a little suspect. It will be a high-scoring game, but Chiefs will win this one.
It's Kadarius Toney you were talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is going to be the Chiefs here. I would like to see Jacksonville get further, but I got to be realistic. I cannot see them beating the Chiefs in Kansas City. They're not the Buffalo Bills. They're not the Cincinnati Bengals. They're the Jacksonville Jaguars. And this is with all due respect. This is the Jacksonville Jaguars. They may have, in a year or two, the team that can go to Kansas City to beat the Chiefs, but not right now. It's the Chiefs winning this one.
Yeah, I'm glad you put it like that. They're almost peaking a couple of years earlier than we kind of thought.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be a really good growing opportunity for them if they get this opportunity to go to Kansas City. So see what happens.
And our other divisional game, oh boy, the Bills hosting the Bengals. And they will have to do this game. Hope, you know, knock on wood, no one has what we saw a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
This has to happen.
Yeah. And this will be played again in Buffalo. And I mean, I think, to me, this is a game that between the two that happened a few weeks ago, obviously, right, there'll be people talking before the game. But come game time, I'm picking the Bills on this one. It's just, you got a team that's, they'll be fully charged. The crowd will be fully charged, right? The Bengals are coming in to see into Buffalo. I know they're both cold weather teams, but I mean, the weather could be nasty. And I mean, Josh Allen's a beast, and I'm going the Bills.
Yeah. The game in Cincinnati, the Bengals came right down, scored. But this game's in Buffalo, like you said. I think the Bills team of destiny here. And this is probably going to be one of the best games of divisional round. And we will finally get to see a winner for this game that got postponed with the tragic events. Yeah, I'm going to take Buffalo as well.
I like Joe Burrow. He has won me over since he got injured his rookie year. Like, he still gets sacked so many times, but I think it's gotten better for him. But like DK said, this Bills team is a team of destiny. And I mean, who knows if they would have ended up the number one seed or not. We'll never know, but I'm taking the Bills on this one. It'll be in Buffalo. I can't see any team going to Kansas City and Buffalo in the same year and beating both of them at home. I just can't see it happening. Bills are going to win that one. So our AFC title game is the Chiefs and Bills. So now we'll go to the NFC, and we'll start with the Eagles and the Buccaneers.
Who wants to lead this one off?
Well, we'll put it this way. The Eagles team that won the number one seed, their loss hurts. They're a well-balanced team. You got the Bucs coming in. You know, again, Philly can be a tough place to play weather-wise, fan-wise. I mean, it's something that's amazing. But the playoff experience for the Eagles, I think, because it outweighs what the Bucs have with Tom Brady. I don't know, but this is a game where, I mean, I think whoever keeps the ball the most and doesn't turn over is going to win this game. But I'm going to lead on the Bucs winning this game. I think the Eagles just, I mean, they got hot. They played some teams that necessarily weren't probably the greatest at the time. They lost Hurts. They've had some other injuries come up on them on that defensive side of the ball. And the Bucs could just keep on rolling right through Philly.
I'll take this one. I think if it does end up being Tampa, they probably have the best shot of doing what Washington did in November, which is out, you know, time possess the ball from Philly, outplay them, have long offensive drives. And that's really the only way I feel like I could see Tampa winning this, is they just have to out-time, out-hustle, out-play Philadelphia. And I don't know if Tom Brady at 45 is going to be able to do that against that Philly defense. I'm not really sure. I'm going to take the Eagles on this one just because that this game would be in Philly. And I don't know how many more times Tom Brady could take a hit at this point. So I'm gonna take Philly on this one.
Yeah, I think the Eagles just have a little bit too much firepower. If Jalen Hurts can play the way he was playing before he got hurt, no pun intended there. I think the Eagles can cruise in this one. We'll see what happens though in this with this hypothetical game. Like, I don't think they'd have a trouble with the Bucks if the Cowboys ended up getting there and it was this rivalry game. I could almost see the Eagles having a harder time with Dallas, but I'm going to take the Eagles here over the Bucks.
All right.
They were the number one seed. They get a bye week.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. All right. Then the other divisional game that we have, the 49ers hosting the Vikings.
Okay. Kirk Cousins. He sneaks by the Giants. The 49ers, I think they're the best team in the NFC. What they're doing with this rookie quarterback, Kyle Shanahan's putting him in favorable position. The Purd is the word, is what I've been told. Brock Purdy. So I think the 49ers continue to roll here. They win big over the Vikings.
Yeah, it's. I mean, you look at those two teams. I mean, Minnesota. This is where their playoff run ends. I mean, the defense won't be able to stop the Niners, and the defense for the Niners will just shut down what they have to shut down. I guess Cousins is going to go off. I think he's going to throw for 400 yards, and Jefferson's going to have a big game. But I mean, other than that, I mean, they're going to stop the run, and I'd go with the Niners on this one.
If the game was in Minnesota, I might consider the Vikings only because of where it would be played. But like I said earlier with the 49ers and the Seahawks, that team is just too talented, too loaded on offense that I can't see the Vikings stopping that offense at all. I'm taking the 49ers to win this one.
You know, one thing with the Vikings, they've struggled against good teams.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Like their quality win was against the Bills. That was crazy, that win.
Mm-hmm.
They got destroyed by Dallas. They got beat pretty bad by Philly. That was early in the season.
Right.
But it just seems like when the Vikings play a team almost like where they're supposed to be, they just don't rise up to the occasion.
Yeah.
So we're all on the 49ers on this one.
Yep. So our NFC title game will be the Eagles and the 49ers. So now we go to the AFC title game, which will be played on a neutral site the way that we have it, the Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills.
And this will be played in Atlanta.
Yes.
Yeah. I was kind of hoping that now I was told today that they have alternate stadium before the season starts, so it's not like they chose a stadium today.
Mm-hmm.
This is like in case of an emergency. I was kind of hoping, since both teams are outside teams, that maybe they would pick a cold weather city like maybe Chicago, but it'll be fun watching Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes chuck it up in a dome in January and the winner goes to the Super Bowl. My son's going to hate me for this pick, but I'm going the Bills. This is a team of destiny, like I said. Josh Allen doesn't leave 13 seconds left on the clock this time around. Buffalo wins, and they go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, see, first of all, I would have picked the neutral site of Cincinnati.
That would be
good. That would be great.
Yeah.
And you also have to remember, we have new playoff overtime rules this year, so both teams get to possess the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just once, just right? Get it once?
Yeah.
Okay, no matter what happens?
Yeah, so Kansas City scores a touchdown, Buffalo scores a touchdown. If you win the coin toss, you now either you defer because you can actually see what you have to get, or you go get it. So, I mean, there's more strategy now to this as well.
Yeah, I think you would defer in overtime now.
Yeah. And I think what happens is the Bills win this game in overtime against the Chiefs because of the new playoff rules.
They go for two or something when they go to tie it?
Hey, you never know. I mean, it's the Bills' destiny, like you say, right? I think it's just they're a good team. And, I mean, you see between the two teams, I mean, the Chiefs lost to the Bengals, lost to the Bills this year.
Yeah.
They're a little weaker in the defense. And, I mean, whether the Chiefs play the Bengals or the Bills, I think whoever plays them, the Chiefs are losing that game.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a hot take.
I know, right?
He's trying to make his Bengal friends happy, though. You know, he's got some friends that like the Bengals. Got to keep them happy.
I'm going to agree with both of you. I think if no, this is what it ends up being, the Bills will win this game. Josh Allen is a guy that learns from his mistakes. And I think that defense, even though they lost Von Miller, is still a good defense. And I think they find a way to get the Mahomes a few times. I think the Bills will beat beat Kansas City. They just will. So now we go to the NFC title game, the Eagles and the 49ers.
I'm a little concerned right now because how I filled out my bracket, personally, we have picked everything the same as I've picked on my bracket. So I'm either going to just win this whole thing or there's going to be some massive failures on all of our parts. who wants to start this one off? 49ers at Eagles here.
Since I'm going against the Eagles, I think, again, the 49ers will be too much for the Eagles. Yeah, you're going to Philly, right? And all the rest of the stuff. And we'll see how many Niner fans go to Philly. I mean, there'll be more entertainment in the stands with the brawls and everything that's happening than what's going to be on the field if it's a Niner Eagles game. Because I think the Eagles get destroyed in this game.
I agree with you. I think 49ers are built to go on the road. They don't happen to have to go on the road until this point, but they got the run game. They got the defense. They got basically everything you would want. The only problem is at quarterback, and he hasn't lost yet. I'm pretty sure he's won 6 or 7 games since he came in. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but right. I think San Francisco kind of same way in my head how they're going to dominate the Vikings. It's going to be the same. The Eagles, probably their hardest opponent was the Vikings this year, maybe the Cowboys. And when they played the Cowboys and beat them, they're playing the backup quarterback. So I think the Eagles their record's a little better than what they are, and the 49ers beat them.
If I was to pick which of our two conference title games would be the best chance to be a blowout, this is the one I'd pick. San Francisco has just been on a tear the last couple of months. And it's like, even when they have someone go down, somebody comes to pick them up. And I just like the 49ers, the way they've been playing as of late. And really, if it hadn't been for the scheduling of Philadelphia, we could be saying that this game is in San Francisco, not Philadelphia. So I'm taking the Niners to win this one. And I think this one would be the blowout between the two. So between the three of us, our Super Bowl game this year will be the Buffalo Bills and the San Francisco 49ers. And somewhere Chris Berman is watching this and is happy because after trying to get it 30 years ago for like 4 years straight, we'll finally get the 49ers and the Bills in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And then, so we both have the two number two seeds.
Yeah.
Advancing. So I guess I'll start this one off. This is my bracket, boys. Like, just copy and paste. I got the Buffalo Bills. Where is the Super Bowl this year, everyone?
It's in Arizona.
It's in Arizona, okay. So no issues with weather. That, not like that's ever a thing anyways.
Right.
I think this is going to be a great Super Bowl. And I think it's going to end with DeMar Hamlin raising the Super Bowl trophy on that platform. And it's going to be one of those moments that we never forget. And I think the Buffalo Bills are a team of destiny, like I said. San Francisco, maybe they not having that veteran quarterback. That might be their downfall here. The Bills maybe pick him off a couple times. And I got Josh Allen winning Super Bowl MVP. Bills win. After four Super Bowl losses in a row, bunch of other heartbreak, the wide left. There you go. Bills Mafia. I would almost love to be in Buffalo for that kind of moment. And I'd go through a table for sure. Definitely. What do you guys think?
I'll put it this way. If they did a survey on it, I bet you everybody outside of San Francisco will be cheering for the Bills. Except for maybe Miami and New England and the Jets, you know, and Kansas City, and I guess Cincinnati.
So like half the league. Overall,
well, just the teams in the playoffs, but overall, to me, I think the Bills win this game. I think Josh Allen goes to a table with the Super Bowl Lombardi trophy in hands. There'll be tables being shipped to Arizona. There'll be tables shipped to Colorado, to Alaska, to Hawaii, to Timbuktu. There's Bill fans everywhere.
Why Alaska? I mean, they have fans in Alaska? Timbuktu?
Oh, they got, they must have fans everywhere. But
all right.
What about Cucamonga?
There's fans there. There's fans in Australia. I mean, it's – I think after what we saw with Bill's Mafia and everything else that's going on and what's happened when, in their history of the Bills, it's – and to me, it's just – we talk about the Niners all day long. We talk about the Bills. I think this is a game of keep away and turnovers. And I think the Bills win this game.
This game, if this is what it ends up being, will be one of the more talked about Super Bowls of recent memory. Just the buildup alone to the game with everything that happened to San Francisco this year. They start Trey Lance. Lance goes out. Jimmy G then starts after a lot of people thought, and probably the three of us included, that he would cough, that Jimmy G would end up with another team. Doesn't. Plays really well. Then he gets injured. And then you start a rookie. And this rookie hasn't lost a game yet.
Mr. Irrelevant, not just a rookie.
Yeah, Mr. Irrelevant. Exactly.
Unbelievable.
And then you got the Bills with everything they've gone through, from the overtime game with Kansas City last year to, and I think somebody mentioned it a week ago, the shooting in Buffalo that happened during the year, to what happened with DeMar Hamlin. There's just so many stories that would go into that Super Bowl that it probably would be one of the more fascinating Super Bowls. And I honestly wouldn't be surprised if it ended up being one of the more watched Super Bowls of all time. So with that said, oh man, I'm glad the Super Bowl is like 4 weeks away and not tomorrow, because I'd kill myself trying to figure out a pick. I'm going with the Bills. I just think, like DK said, they have veterans. They've been in position to be close to winning. Plus, honestly, if we're talking about coaches in the Super Bowl, I wouldn't be confident in Kyle Shanahan one bit. He's had two opportunities to win a Super Bowl. One is an offensive coordinator. One is a head coach. They had leads and blew it both times. I could not be confident in Kyle Shanahan coaching a team winning a Super Bowl. I would go with the Bills.
Yeah, maybe he'll learn from his mistakes to run the ball a little bit more. But Yeah, if this is the Super Bowl, like think of like the storylines.
Oh my god.
You got DeMar Hamlin, number one. Mm-hmm. You got Mr. Irrelevant could win the Super Bowl. The guy that nobody wanted, mm-hmm. the last pick. He could win the Super Bowl. And if he has a decent game and Nick Bosa doesn't rip off Josh Allen's head four times, he could win the Super Bowl MVP. And then Disney is calling him. I like, depending on how this game ends, I think there's going to be a movie regardless. The DeMar Hamlin situation, how he was in critical condition. We're all watching ESPN, like praying for the guy.
Mm-hmm.
A week later, they run a kickback and he's jumping up and down in his hospital bed, setting off all the alarms because he's so jacked up about it. Like, I am so on the Bills train here. But if San Francisco ended up doing it and Brock Purdy wins the Super Bowl after all the stuff they did to get Trey Lance, Jimmy Garoppolo didn't even get a playbook sent to him this year. Like, it's absolute nuts. So if this is the matchup, like, unbelievable. Probably the most talked about Super Bowl in like a long, long time.
Yeah.
Where you could be happy. Like, I know JC wouldn't be happy with a Niners Super Bowl win. he's a Seahawk fan. But I think we're lucky here because the Cowboys and Bucks are playing each other.
Right.
Most people aren't Cowboy fans, and most people don't like Tom Brady.
Exactly.
One of them's going to be out this week, and then they got probably go play the Eagles.
Yeah.
There is I wouldn't give it more than a 2 or 3% chance that Tom Brady or Dallas will be in the Super Bowl. So I think we're all lucky there. But rant kind of over. This is like my entire bracket is what we all chose with all the majority wins thing. So hopefully we're right, boys.
And whatever it is, we will be back to talk about it in a few weeks. And we'll probably, like, I'll probably try to dig up some Super Bowl stats, you know, to give us the legacy portion of the show.
Yeah.
You know, because we do talk about history, but, you know, get a little bit of legacy in there as well of the
Super Bowl. And I was going to say, we will get into more of those ideas that for history and legacy once the football season has concluded.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll make some more time to
absolutely
kind of get into the basis of why we wanted to do this show.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to the playoffs, and hopefully you enjoyed the show. Maybe we helped you make a pick in your own pools.
Maybe we pulled your hair out. Who knows?
Maybe your hair turned green. Who knows?
Hey, after the Seahawks win on Saturday, there'll be a lot of green hair running around.
You know what? That's what's going to happen because I got the Niners in the Super Bowl, and then that goddamn Geno Smith is going to go out and prove everybody wrong again. We wrote him off, but he didn't write back.
Your bracket is, you know how many brackets we busted after the first game?
All of them except for yours.
Right.
just send the money to Jeff Bezerchuk.
Yeah.
At hotmail.com.
Yeah, like if I don't know, Bill, if you've joined my bracket yet, but I'm pretty sure everybody would have San Francisco except for this guy. So
yeah, pretty much.
So that's a big game for him. Big game. So yeah, join the bracket, put the picks in. You know my picks because they're right in front
just
of you.
Did it.
Just did it. If you want to beat me, then pick something else.
And all win good. Or lose, I mean, you think about this, win or lose, I mean, Seattle's set up for a long haul run here next three, four, 5 years.
Yeah, it should be good.
San Fran's going to have to pay guys. LA's done. They've traded everybody away. And we don't have to worry about Minnie Murray out in Arizona.
Yep.
Unless they get Sean Payton as the head coach, then maybe you'd want to be a little worried.
Well, that'd be good for me because then we get more draft picks. That's what we want. I want to get the best package for him. But
Mini Murray's too busy playing COD and everything else instead of studying football, well, as per a stipulation of his contract.
If Sean Payton was the coach, that would not be happening. He'd probably take his Xbox. All right, boys, that's it for me.
All right. Thank you all for tuning in. We'll talk to you all real soon.
Thanks for listening. Have a good one.